recorded live.
Welcome. My name is Brenda Lanoff. I'm an intuitive healer, speaker, and host of the Mindful Healing Show on this platform called TalkShoe. So today I'm really excited. I get to introduce one of my very favorite people, Allison Giles. And this is your opportunity to call in for an oracle card and psychic intuitive reading. So if I can have everybody do a star six initially, and that would be great. Just get some of that background noise down. And I'm just going to talk about Allison here for a moment. Just give a bio on Allison. Allison is a writer, author, and certified psychic intuitive who's owned and operated her company, Awaken Enchantment, for the past 8 years. She is the creator of the Believe Oracle Card series, as well as the Believe Book series. Passionate about the healing arts and helping people find authenticity, playfulness, and purpose. So Allison used her experience and knowledge gained to create her self-healing system, the 7 Keys and 7 4 Ps. This event system, which includes her fairy tools and trick, is the basis of her readings, workshops, and books. Allison works most closely with the nature spirits that make up the elemental realm. And more information you can receive on Allison is at AllisonGiles.com. So welcome, Allison.
Hi, Brenda. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. I've been so excited about having you come on. I know there's so many people that can hardly wait to have a reading with you. And I've been seeing Allison for many, many years now. And it's been great. You know, I love getting my yearly or usually two or even three times a year readings from her. And it has really helped me with some major decisions I've had to make in life. So I really appreciate that and glad that, you know, she's here today and she can share some information with people that come on. So we're getting some background noise here, and I am just going to mute all here. Okay. And Allison, can you hear me? Allison?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so there's several people who have called in, and I'm just going to intuitively test because, you know, there's several, you know, where to go. So.
Absolutely, that's always the best way. You'll be drawn to whoever is right.
Okay. Okay, so... who's on the call right now? So I have one person on the call. I don't have a name.
Hello.
And who's this?
Hi, this is Avicii.
Avicii? Oh, hi. Hi, Avicii.
Hi.
Hi. So great. So Avicii lives in Penticton, correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. And yes, and she's a very talented healer herself. So welcome, Avicii.
Oh, thank you so much, Brenda.
Okay, so I'm just going to let you talk directly here with Allison. And if we can keep it to, I don't know, about 10 minutes, and then just to give an opportunity for some other people to come on and get a reading with you, Allison, if that works.
Sure, sounds good.
Okay, so there you go.
That's one of the great things about the nature spirits. They keep it short and simple. So, all right. Okay, Avicii. So I think it's best with the shorter time period. So let's do a 3-card spread for you.
Okay.
And we'll just focus on kind of like an overall past, present, future. Okay. So you have been manifesting your butt off.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yes. I love it. Like, you've got your magic wand, and you're like, watch out, world, I'm waving it, and here I come. And they're so proud of you. Like, I really feel your guides just wanting you to know that they're giving you a big hug, and they have your back. Present moment is a lot of adventure for you. So this is really just really anchoring yourself into a deeper level of trust as you fearlessly put some things out there and embark on the new beginning. I really feel this mostly around work and career for you. Okay, so you might feel like you're being pulled in a new direction. Don't be afraid to go there. And this is the perfect time, I would say between now and November. We really want to see you embrace the next 2 to 3 months in particular as a time of just really fearlessly letting go of the things you feel done with and really digging your heels into what's new, because your business and your healing and your work is shifting. And if you can just really be in a place of trust, it's going to lead you to some beautiful things. Now, one of the things with your future card is the self-care. So what's really important here is that you take breaks. Okay, so as much as there's this supportive, go, 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 this is your time, there's also this emphasis on don't forget to pause and rest so that you don't feel overwhelmed. Or what we don't want to see is have you manifest these things and feel like, oh, now I have to play catch up with my energy, but rather just, which, you know, practicing that self-care feels like you're really good at that anyways throughout the process.
Okay.
So anything specific around that you would like to know more on, or?
It's very fitting. I mean, it definitely is. Yeah, I've been having to up my self-care, and I've been having body issues, just old injuries working themselves out, and so massaging itself has been challenging. It's shifted recently, but because of that, I've kind of made a commitment, okay, I need to bring in other aspects of work, basically.
Okay.
Make money other ways, so that makes sense why you're saying that.
Part of that support too is just it's reminding ourselves that, you know, we can have that accurate vision of where we want to go, but what we can't control is the divine timing. And so sometimes we need to pull in the work to support the growth of our vision, right? So it's like whether we're growing a business or moving into something, the most loving thing we can do is be patient with it, you know, give it its time. And, you know, while I was building my business, I would clean. So I cleaned full-time during the day for a condo company, my dad's company, and then I would do this on evenings and weekends. So I got to a point where I felt safe enough to be able to transition into full-time, which was a huge blessing. And it can be, you know, sometimes it can be a little disheartening at first because the ego wants to convince you, you should be able to do this now, like figure it out. But it puts so much pressure on your manifestation, where if you're able to just pull off and do what you're doing, which is what do I need to bring in to support myself and where I want to go, you'll actually be able to get there a lot faster, as well as, you know, have it be more healthy for you and enjoy the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there is some energy with this connected to dad's side of the family, where it feels like you're in the process of releasing a pattern around the male energy of, it's like a stop-start. So what will happen is you'll get really, really excited and you'll be moving things. And then it's almost like a little bit of self-sabotage, but the core of it is actually protection, right? So it's the self-sabotage coming in from I want to protect myself by stopping this before it starts in case I don't succeed. So what we'll do is just ask your guides to unhook and unplug from any negative patterns, any ancestry that's blocking you from really moving into embracing and healing that, not just for yourself, but for any previous, you know, ancestors and generations that maybe struggled with that as well. So the affirmation that they bring through for you is, it is safe for me to succeed, and it is safe for me to earn my living doing what I love.
That's nice.
And a lot of throat chakra comes up for you too. I think what we're going to see is this transition for you is going to be more speaking, a little bit more putting yourself out there and really being able to, you know, utilize that strong communicator that you are.
Well, that's good, because my body would like that shift away from so much body work. I mean, the bread and butter for me right now is the massage, but I know it can't stay that way, so...
Right,
yeah.
And that's where I think finding something that can still be that bread and butter and support you while you build, but without it having to be taxing on the physical aspect, will do wonders. So sometimes it's like taking a step back from something can be a giant leap forward, and that's certainly what it's going to be for you. And I also feel a lot coming up around nutrition. I wouldn't be surprised if you could get a, you know, quote-unquote day job related to food or nutrition that is something that allows you to take care of the finances, but is still very much supportive of who you are and what you do, and a little less taxing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Look, I would locally. Never have thought nutrition.
Yeah, look locally, because I'm definitely getting food, nutrition, like organic farming, that kind of feel. So I think there's going to be an opportunity you'll be able to find that's fairly local that you can kind of, you know, ease your way into.
Okay, like as a support, as financial support, but not necessarily something that is business related.
Exactly.
Like business building related.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I think that overall how it's transitioning, like in the bigger picture for you long term, the purpose is definitely going to be sharing as far as communication, like speaking and healing, but from more of a coaching standpoint as opposed to the physical. So I see you doing more counseling, more kind of life coach type work as opposed to the hands-on energy work.
Cool. Nice.
Mm-hmm. And you're ready. You're there. You're in a place where it's perfect timing for you to start to, you know, move into that, because it's going to allow you more freedom. And so kind of just looking for an opportunity that it's hard, right? Because you're good at what you do. So sometimes it's, as much as it's difficult to let go of the massage, it is, again, comes back to that keyword trust, which is when you're able to trust that if I let go of this, you know, something better will come in and take its place, and something even more abundant, because it's a self-honoring choice. I think you'll see that reflected back to you quite quickly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Does that resonate for you by any chance, Avicii?
Yeah, definitely.
It's been
coming, the shift. Yeah, for sure. I think the challenging part right now is scheduling with my daughter, and just dynamics between my daughter and I that just drain me as well. And I'm curious to see what's happening in September with school and whatnot for her.
You know, I feel like there is assistance coming in with that. And the one thing I see is there's someone helpful. I see an older woman. Well, older, you know. They show me this wise woman, and I see her coming in and being helpful. So it's one of those things that sometimes we only see what's in front of us, and so we feel like I have to make do with what's there. But if we say to our angels and guides, like, okay, this is what I need. I need increased support, particularly to help me with my daughter right now, so I can feel like I have that time to really be there for her the way she needs, and also have the freedom to move my own stuff forward. And just letting go of that guilt, which goes back to that male pattern, you know, that feeling of sacrifice, like, okay, I'm taking that away from her, from me, which, you know, it wants, that's what the fear wants, is to keep you stuck in the massage, keep you stuck there. But it feels like I do see in September, it's like the clouds parting and the sun coming out. So it feels like there's going to be a sense of relief, and they're saying, stay confident that she's going to, you know, she's going to go where she needs to be. I feel like they show you having an ideal of where, how you would like that to play out, and it's going to work out in your favor.
Okay. Yay.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, both of you, Brenda, for putting this on, and Allison,
yeah,
for your time.
Great.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye. Take care.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. All right, I'm going to jump over to North Central Ontario. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Diane.
Diane? Hi,
yes.
Diane.
I'm from Muskoka.
Okay.
Hi, Diane.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
No, thank you.
My pleasure. Okay, so I'm feeling like we're going to do a five-part spread for you, and this kind of takes us from distant past to distant future.
Okay.
So let's jump on in and see what we got. So when we look at the distant past, we're seeing embarking on a new beginning. So I just got this image of like this whole wall of doors closing. Like you were so fearless about just, I'm leaving the past behind. It's where it needs to be, moving on. The recent past is showing a sense of independence. I love this card. It's like moth to a flame. So you've done a lot of amazing work around your self-esteem and your confidence and really moving into a place of I know what I deserve and I'm ready to get it. So present moment is, this is a downtime for you, okay? So things are going to feel really slow for you right now, probably frustratingly slow. But they're like, don't let that get you down. This is a time for you to just cocoon and rest and just recharge. And then what happens is when your well is full again and you feel like, okay, my cup runneth over, then as we head into the near future, we see the manifesting for you. So it's like, okay, some things are starting to pick up. I'm getting the rewards for all my efforts from that distant past. So you're going to start to see rewards showing up that of, you know, effort that you've made a solid 4 to 5 years ago. So you're, you know, that sense of, sometimes we're hard on ourselves, right? We think, oh, I'm so impatient, but you're quite patient. Because you worked really hard for these things and, you know, we don't get to dictate when they show up, but they're making their way to you and keep the faith. That's the main message that I see coming through right now is they're saying, don't turn it inward. Sometimes that can be a bit of a pattern or a challenge is to kind of personalize it and go, what am I not doing? What am I not seeing? They're saying, just keep the faith. No, I'm doing everything I need to be and I trust in divine timing. So when we go into the distant future for you, that's what we're seeing. I feel this amazing white light shine out of your core, and it's like your solar plexus and your sacral chakra are just on fire. So your core feelings and your intuition has been so strengthened by any previous challenges, and you have such a strong intuition that you're really right now allowing yourself to move into. And after this cocoon period, which, you know, I think, honestly, I think we're going to see you fully release in April, next April, May. But I think you'll start to feel yourself coming out of that as soon as early December. And then that's going to, you're going to really be able to enjoy that heightened intuition.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to ask around that that I could, you know, like me to be more clear on?
Well, my intuition is fairly strong. Always has been since I was little, but I'm a huge person that needs to help everybody to the point that I'm exhausted now. So I am cocooning.
Good.
Body is like beating me up for all the beating up that I did to it for working 80-85 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
So all of what you said is absolutely true.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think the main thing that your guides really want to bring through for you is just part of it. We see it go back a little bit in the feminine energy in your family of this feeling that to be valued or to be seen has to come from a hard day's work.
Yep.
So you're really challenging yourself in such a beautiful way that's healing, again, for you. Whenever we work on ourselves, you know, of course, we heal our past generations, we heal the future generations. So it's such a gift to really be so fearless about diving into that work. And I really just feel this connected to your mom, but also a grandma that's with you really strong.
That's so true. We've all been.
Sorry, go ahead.
I said we've all been workaholics.
Yeah. And, you know, for you, it's just like knowing your value. You know, I think some kind of practice would even help, like whatever resonates for you. It could be yoga, it could be just a daily walk in nature, it could be just a meditation, but anything that always just really brings you back to I. And what you'll notice, I think you're already, honestly, you're like 80% there, is that any guilt associated with that is going to continue to just fade out and fade out. And when it shows up, you just acknowledge it and go, I know what you are. You're that old voice of guilt, like time to heave ho because I know my value and what I deserve and I don't have to, you know, work myself into the ground to get there.
That's true. I just have the huge, huge thing to help people. So I always go way overboard. So now I'm paying the price that I'm not capable of doing it right now. I just go to work for 36 hours a week now, and I come home and just veg.
And
so
here's
absolutely
the cool part. Yeah, like as you're vegging, you are helping people. Like that's the amazing thing, right, is that as healers, which you are, like whenever we work so hard and have that healing spirit and have that earth angel energy that you have, we always feel so guilty when we take downtime or when we don't do it. But the truth is, your downtime is you helping people, because you're going to be of the best service you can be, and you're going to be able to achieve what you want to do and just be the friend and, you know, every other relationship in your life that you want to be when you have the energetic resources to back that up for yourself.
That's so correct. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. So much love to you. Your guides are so proud of you. And I know this is going to sound completely out of left field, but I really see you needing to just eat some fresh berries, like raspberries, strawberries. Your energy is really wanting like that natural, organic sweetness of life. Put a little honey and cinnamon, just something that's that really healthy but fresh, organic energy to just take you back to that simple sweetness of life.
That's so funny because I'm pigging out on peaches and cherries.
Perfect. See, you are intuitive. There you go.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And thank you, Brenda.
Yeah, you're welcome. Cool. Thanks for coming on.
Cool. Okay, thanks.
Okay. All right. And now we're going to go to Southern Alberta. Who is in Southern Alberta? Open up. Hello.
Oh, my. It's me. Hi.
Hello. I recognize this voice.
Yes, you do. This is so nice. Thank you.
All right. So, who is this? And
so, my name is Carol.
Okay.
And it's true. I am from Southern Alberta. And what do you want to know from me today? What do you need from me, Brenda?
Well, just go ahead with Allison, and it's your time.
Allison.
Hi, Carol. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is awesome.
My pleasure. All right. So let's pull some cards and see what needs to come up for you. Yeah, I love it. Every time we hear Southern Alberta, I'm like, home sweet home.
Yep, that's right.
Okay. All right. You were doing some serious clearing and purification around family. Lots and lots of emphasis on environment and relationship. And so there, you know, when we look at the middle, what's really being emphasized is that you're the sage. Okay, so there's all this, I feel like you've just come out of this cycle where you've taken in a lot of new wisdom and you're still kind of integrating it. So you'll want to really just kind of do whatever super nurturing and healing for yourself is you let it kind of just filter, and lots of things that need to stick, and certain things that you won't need might fade away and you won't remember, and that's okay. But as you take that in, then it's kind of like the healing happens naturally. So there's a little bit of pressure I see sitting on the chest as far as like this weight of responsibility for everyone, just to kind of hold it together and make sure everything's okay and everyone's getting along. And I feel like it's just, I have this gorgeous image of just like doves just flying off your chest and into the sky. And it's this feeling of breaking free into allowing yourself to know that just by being present is you lending your wisdom and your healing energy. I feel that. I feel like whenever anyone's in your energy, they just automatically feel uplifted. It's, you just have such a beautiful, positive aura. And you need, one of the things they're showing is to really, your inner child wants to have more fun. You know, she's like, I want to play, like, give me a special occasion or event or something I can enjoy. So whatever that is, you know, maybe it's just like, find like a little garden to walk through or go skip rocks. You know, it can be anything, right? But whatever comes to mind, do something. You know, there's those adult coloring books now, like that comes to mind. Something where you just allow your inner child to just express and play without feeling this kind of weightedness. And we are, like, everyone is coming out, 2015 and 2016, I'm sure everyone would agree, have been intense. It's been really heavy for a lot of people, and it's been just a lot of spiritual growth packed into a short time. And so this is part of allowing you to kind of just keep solace while holding the space for the family and relationships in your life to continue to heal.
Right.
So anything around that that you want to ask that I could, you know, be helpful with for you?
Oh, yeah. Isn't there always doesn't everybody have a family issue? <You know>? Well, there's lots of that going on. You know, it just seems like there's just an awful lot, way too much right now. Today is, actually, I did plan a big, huge party, and we had an awful lot of fun, and everything turned out great, but I think maybe it's just an emotional letdown afterwards, you know, and I just feel drained right now. So that's, okay. So I know my little inner child has got to do a little bit of partying here, but.
You know, one of the things that comes up is just that's been being asked to be released, like in general lately, is this feeling of disappointment, right? And disappointment always comes from expectation. So we can't really be disappointed if we didn't expect anything. And so one of the things that I feel like is, you know, your family is giving you the gift of practicing right now is just being the observer as opposed to the healer. So there's so much of, you know, you like doing. I can see it's like your energy is like sending cords to like all these people all the time. And they're like, how would it feel if those cords, you just kind of handed them over to everyone's angels and said, you know what? You got that. You take care of that. And pulled your energy back in for you and just let that just move around, just like water in the heart chakra, just honoring its own personal rhythm. And then what happens is you can just check in and ask yourself in the moment, you know, am I being authentic right now? Like if there's someone you want to reach out to and support, you can certainly put it out there. But having that healthy boundary of letting them want to pick it up. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm here for you if you need me, and then waiting for them to come to you and say, you know what, actually there's something you could help me with. And that's what's happening, because even though you're creating this wonderful healing environment and space for everyone, it's kind of like everyone's there, and I can see it. It's like beauty, beauty, beauty all around, but not everyone is like present. And so even if you're just getting to relax and be present in it, then everyone will start to kind of, you know, gather around your energy as opposed to your energy feeling like it's constantly having to acclimate to everyone else's. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. I will say somewhere in the family, I feel there's an engagement coming up in the next year or two.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's not me. It might be my cousin Lorraine. Yeah. But it's not me. So that'll be a party, right? Another.
Yes, exactly.
That's
yes.
Good. That's great. Oh, that's wonderful, Allison. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, so.
Thanks a million, Brenda.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Star 6 to unmute. Okay. Now, let's go over to Southeast Missouri, which I know it isn't, but Janet.
Oh, hi, yippee. I'm so excited to be here.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, great.
I like it. I feel like Janet's got a lot of fairies with her. There's some happy spirits around her.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see what's coming up here. All right. So when we look at what's coming up is the past for you is showing simplifying. So there's been this beautiful kind of decluttering, but really it's focus. It's you getting to a point of clarity of just honing in on this is what I want, and I'm going to kind of just push everything else to the background. So there's this beautiful sense of creativity and focus that's coming in, and I feel like this is around a very heartfelt project. That you've been working on, and you may have found that it's been kind of hit or miss, but I think you may have had to shelf it for a bit, but you're going to be taking off the shelf and picking it back up. So there's this creative project that might not be till early in the new year. I kind of feel more January coming up with this, but we're going to see you really starting to move that forward, and it feels just so deeply therapeutic. Like it's fun and it's also super healing. So it's almost like I get the feeling of like journaling, where it's you so enjoy it, and it's also just you getting to channel out everything. So yeah, it could be in the form of a manuscript, but it feels like we've got some writing or channeling coming through with that. And then present moment, one of the luckiest cards in the deck, it's Rainbow's Path, which is about full opportunity and support. So this is really saying, this is a perfect time to move forward with your vision and trust that what you want is being created right now. Now, as we look at that, one of the things that's coming up is releasing any financial fear and really just grounding into the fact that your abundance is your relationships. You know, like the closer you feel to people in your life and the more you just enjoy sharing that energy you are, just get all these images of butterflies, like social butterfly. And the more you just enjoy spreading your light, you know, the more the abundance just continues to flourish. Okay. So if you try to look outside of yourself to create it, that's when it'll feel sticky and like, okay, nothing's moving. But if you just focus on that light and just how do I share, then you'll find it just continues to unfold a lot more naturally. And with that, let's go ahead and just do a little clearing here because there's a little releasing around, what would the word be? Like, I don't know if judgment is the right word, but yeah, around judgment with money, okay? So just relaxing into not only can I be this heartfelt healer, it's also okay for me to be wealthy and thriving, you know? And this is an important message for all healers because when we are living our picture of health, wealth, and happiness and we're in our most abundant energy is when we do give other people permission to do the same. It's such a, you know, past life kind of old school mentality of to be a healer, you have to be broke, you know, and that's being humble. It's like, no, we really need to all anchor into our divine light of abundance and be really fearless about receiving right now. Mm-hmm. So anything around that you would like to ask?
You know, Allison, this is, thank you. First of all, this is beautiful. You know, I would just say that you've articulated where I know I've been going, and it's also something I've been working on for a long time. So, right on. Thank you. We have had a little bit of communication, and you did something for me recently. I mean, something that is has been troubling for me is physical health issues, and I have moved forward with that. But still, you know, there's still some stuff there. So that's always a little bit of a worry in my back there.
You got it. Let's pull a card for health and see what's coming up. Yeah, I do feel like there's a little bit more time as far as that process. And the healing, it's definitely about perseverance. And it's going to be about just staying the course. That being said, I do feel like you have turned a corner with it. And it's kind of, of course, is everything. Everything is interconnected. And I get this image of like a lotus growing out of the mud. And it's part of that feeling too of I don't have to go through, you know, suffering to access my abundance. I don't have to go through and hold on to pain to access my health. So really just kind of like letting go of all those cords of not being seen accurately, really. That's what I see it stems from. It's like eyes on the heart. And it's this feeling of safety. I think behind the health piece, what's really going to help it continue to move forward is feelings of safety and reminding yourself that, which you have such a good attitude and outlook with it, is just that this is helping me, not hurting me. And I do think that it forced you to, and still is, forcing you to slow down to really allow that focus and clarity around the right projects to come forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right on. Thank you. It's great.
You're welcome. And just one last thing that they're sharing is I do feel like I'm seeing you either changing doctors or practitioners, or there's going to be a new one coming in, but I see that in November. And it just be conscious of that. If you're meeting with someone repeatedly and you feel like they're not a good fit for you or they're not listening to you, don't be afraid to do your research and kind of explore all your options, because I'm getting that it's very important for that feeling of safety in your heart right now to be with someone who really deeply resonates with you and that you feel is truly giving you the, you know, time and attention that it deserves.
Yeah. I thank you. I feel like I'm going to cry with that coming up in my heart. So this
relief
right
is
on.
Good. Let it flow, sister.
Yeah. Oh, I appreciate you so much, Allison and Brenda. Thank you, both of you.
Oh, take care.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, great. And I think we can get another one in here, a few. Let's just see how this goes. So I'm just going to open this up to guest number five. I don't have a name. Is anybody there? Can you just speak up? No? Hello?
Oh, hello?
Yeah, who's this? Who's this? Hello? Okay. Well, I think what we'll do, Allison, you know, I know there's a full moon that's coming up tomorrow. Maybe we can talk about that for a minute here.
Sure, you bet. I just have to laugh that it's like the line of five, but it's being tricky because five is all about change and transformation. I find that number can sometimes be a challenge number with technology and other things.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, there's never any mistakes. Yeah, so I love working with the moon cycle, and I just feel like it really, especially for females, but also the feminine males, just really helps us embrace that divine feminine. And the full moon is really an amazing supportive time for releasing. So one of the things I like to do is if there's anything I feel like I've been kind of holding on to or I'd like to let go of, I write it down on a piece of paper, and then I have a bowl of water with three floating candles, just because I like the energy of the tri, to use the power of three, as well as the power of flame. And I'll light the candles in the floating bowl, and then I'll just read what's on the paper, kind of let it wash over me, feel it, and then just let it go and imagine giving it over, you know, to Mother Earth, and I'll just burn the paper and under the moonlight. And it can be a great way to just really, sometimes we let go of things energetically, but that human part of us wants that physical satisfaction of an action step where it's like, okay, I burned that paper. So that can be a really beautiful way to let go of things. And two, if you work with a lot of crystals or gemstones, I also like to put mine out, under the full moon or the new moon, again, for the same purposes, like full moon for releasing or a new moon for creating and manifesting.
Excellent. That's a great reminder, too. I have all of these gemstones. Actually, I have to admit, they're in my closet, so I have to bring them out and get them out of the closet, you know. And, yeah, so I'm going to do that. I'll just take them in my old tray. And good reminder for everybody here. And so what else can we expect for the and with the full moon? So we have to let go, and then what can we expect?
Sure. Well, of course, whenever we let go, we're clearing the space for the new to come in. And so it's also the prep for the new moon where we're able to just really let those cords unhook and let things detach so that we, you know, and it's really, it's letting go of a lot of fear too, right? It's kind of like just checking your bag and saying, I am worthy enough to have this space to bring in what I truly desire and what is ready for me. And so taking that action step and being ceremonial in that way not only honors, of course, that connection to Mother Earth and to Goddess and to all these, you know, beautiful energies around us and, you know, honors them, but it also just clears, I want to call it like the runway of our heart, you know, and it just clears the path for things to come in and land that need to land in our life. Yeah, and I have to say, like, your crystals do want to work with you, so pull them out.
Okay. And I know it's interesting because I've collected them over the years, and I think with all the different moves that I've been making, I just took up space, as crazy as that might sound. So I will do that. I'll bring them out. And before we take on somebody, another call here, I'm hoping we can do that. Perhaps you can talk, Allison, about you've got great things on your website. And I see you've got an online course, your books, your cards. So maybe you can just tell people about what they can expect when they look on your website.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah. Basically, I wrote a book series, the Believe book series, and it's a fun fictional telling of the spiritual awakening, and it's kind of middle grade to young adult, though I've had people of all ages read it and enjoy it, and that's something I feel was really necessary, was giving kids and adults alike a chance to relate to that journey of spiritual growth in a way that was fun. I always loved self-help self-help books. Like, I've read a ton of them. I always read that more so than fiction. But I felt really passionate about creating a story that people could enjoy. So it wasn't just like, oh, we're having to learn. But what's really fun is that you're focused on these kind of charming, colorful characters my brother illustrates. And then they get to, the messages are kind of there and they get to surface when you're ready. And then I have the accompanying oracle card decks that feature the characters and places from my novels. And those are the cards that I use on my Facebook and Instagram that I pull daily and just tap into the message of the day for everyone. So they're based off the nature spirits, the elementals and fairies. And it's really just kind of, they're such a fun energy to work with. They're kind of cheeky, they're playful, but they're really clear and concise when you work with them. And yeah, I love it. They're very, very fun. Those are also the beings that I teach about in my course. So my Nature Spirits Workshop is a 2-day intensive certification course where I basically teach you how to give a reading for yourself and others. And it's probably my favorite thing that I do. It's the teachings of the book put into the course in an intensive format. And it's so fun because people come into it and they're really nervous and they go, there's no way I can ever read anyone. And then by the end of the course, you know, they're able to sit down and give someone a full reading. And it's so fun to see them kind of recognize that in themselves. But it really teaches you how to connect with the nature spirit and how my system of the 7 keys and 4 P's, which is basically a self-awareness, self-healing system. I had someone say to me once, you know, how is it you're able to do what you do? And I had always kind of just, you know, glossed over the question. And then I sat down and said, you know, I really need to pay this the attention it deserves. And that is where that system was created and where it came from. I went, these are the 11 steps that I tap into on a daily basis to do this intuitive work and to create an authentic life.
Nice. Yeah, so for anybody, if you're interested in that, I really recommend Allison's work. I've been working with her for many years. And both myself and my husband. So it's kind of unusual to have men actually get readings, and I'm quite proud that my husband's been doing that. So now there's a guest number 5. Should we try this again? Are you there? Hello? Is anybody there? Again, I think that's tricky. I'm going to go to... Twiglet, hello? Are you there? Anybody there? Okay. So I'm just going to see that. Oh, here we go. So guest number 6, now who is on, who's this?
Is it me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello, it's Laureen.
Maureen? Hi, Maureen.
Laureen with an L.
Oh, Lord. Hi, Maureen.
Hello.
Perfect. Okay. So we'll have everybody else do a star 6 to unmute, just to get that background noise off. And, okay, perfect. Okay, thank you. Okay, Laureen, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for letting me pull cards for you.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Good. All right. So one of the things that comes up is you're working with a lot of air elements. Now, air elements can really be related to our intellect. So when we have a lot of that element coming forward, it's a strong focus on thoughts and thinking and really tapping into the mental energy. So one of the things that I see your guides doing is we're just kind of bringing in a little bit more fire in the belly and a little bit more earth to kind of just support that grounding and then the fire with some motivation and kind of new fuel. So this is kind of us just wanting to drop you from your head into your heart a little bit more. And it's a time where they're saying, like, I just feel like they want you to de-stress. De-stress. It just seems like there's all these layers on. You know, there's this image of, like, let's just peel them off. Like, you don't need those. And part of it they're saying is like timing. I feel like the timing has been really, really frustrating. but they're saying let nature run its course and stay confident. So this is something that I feel like they want you to vent your frustrations, okay? So again, we want to go from just notice, like of course thinking can be good, but sometimes just, okay, maybe I need to actually say this and verbally communicate it, or am I feeling this? And particularly what I see is when you're manifesting things, we can be thinking about or have a focus on what we're creating or what we want to have happen. But if we don't have the feeling behind it, we're only kind of getting half of it. And so, for instance, let's say I'm manifesting an apartment and I might go, okay, I want it to be 2 bedrooms, top floor, this, this, and the other thing. I might manifest all those things, but if I forgot to focus on how that space feels, it might not be the right space for me. So this is really letting that feeling and that energy in the sacral really come forward through the belly and allow yourself to feel it versus think it. Okay.
Okay.
And, yeah, and there's a little bit of a like detox showing up in the future for you, and present card is around some past life energy. So you are in a time right now where you're letting go of a lot of previous influence, and what they're saying is scars around the heart. Okay, so it's basically like an affirmation such as it's safe for me to feel vulnerable comes up. I think working with rose quartz would be amazing for you right now. Even selenite is just some nice angelic communication with that stone. And one of the things I like to do actually is anchor the energy of those gemstones into the aura when I'm doing a reading or a session. So whenever I suggest a crystal, it's automatically kind of going into place. And it feels like those two are there and they're going to continue to support you. Now I also see they want you to be really discerning, okay? So when things come up, it's like, do I really need to do this? Do I really feel strongly about this? And just not pressuring yourself to have to, I get this image of like picking it all up and running forward with it and then stumbling a lot. Whereas if you just go, okay, which one is most in alignment with my values? What's most important to me? Pick that up, and then you get to run ahead a lot smoother.
Right, okay.
Yeah, anything you'd like to ask around that?
Well, not really specifically, I don't think. I have definitely had a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and part of it, too, is just they're saying, you know, the people... It's a lot of influence around you too. And they're saying part of it is just don't feel guilty about taking your time. We can love someone and we can be there supporting them through any challenges they're going through. But you also need that hour away to just be outside or, you know, be in a peaceful environment where you can just connect with your own feelings. And that's part of why you got imbalanced with the air element, because it's like you've been forced into survival mode. And so if we kind of allow you to just, you know, pull out of survival mode and into, and we do that, like if we're going through something super intense and stressful, that's the first instinct is, okay, I got to protect myself because this could be too much for me. But that's the beauty of this experience. You're coming out of it and it's gifting you the clarity around how strong you truly are. You're going to look back and go, that sucked. I don't ever want to go through that again, but I did it and I'm damn proud of myself.
Yeah, no, it's been a pretty intense relationship year, I guess, full of struggles.
Yeah, and here's the thing, okay? You have to just love people where they're at. You know, sometimes what happens is we want to, when we're the earth angel like you are, we want to fix and we want to heal and we want people to grow. And one of the most unconditionally loving things that we can do for ourselves and for them is to say, you know what? That's where you are, and it's okay. Like, if you're not ready to work on yourself or if you're too scared, then I'll accept that. It doesn't mean I have to like it, but I'll accept it. And then it frees up your energy to then really focus on your truth and going, okay, despite where that person's at, where am I at? And then you're able to make the decision that's best for you without feeling influenced by whether or not they're, you know, getting it or willing to grow with you.
Right. Good.
Yeah, you're so deserving. You know, that's part of that past life piece is just, we'll just clear the heart canvas and we're just going to clear any negative cellular memory related to feelings of lack, of fear, a little bit of a fear of abandonment that comes up, and feeling unloved. So it's interesting. This is definitely a theme that's been surfacing for a lot of clients lately, and I love when they say this, and they're bringing it through again. They're saying to love and be loved, and it's really easy to do the to love part, but surprisingly enough, where we really struggle is the be loved.
Right.
And so this is a huge breakthrough for you to be able to just go, you know what, I know what I deserve, and it's okay for me to acknowledge if it's not there, because when we surrender, one of two things is going to happen. Either it's going to heal and come back to me, or it's going to release and something greater will take its place.
Good, good. Okay.
Yeah. And you, my dear, you deserve the something greater. So, you know, really just be fearless about honoring your feelings and know that you don't have to apologize for them or feel guilty about them. You can't change people. You can just love them where they're at.
Right. Good. Okay. Well, thank you for your time. That was very
good. You're welcome. Thank you.
That was great. Thanks, Allison. What I love about the work that you do is that it's, you know, I've been to different people who've done readings, but you're doing so much healing within the sessions. So that is so wonderful how, you know, you're working with the angels and bringing them in and doing all the clearings. And that's just a beauty of, again, of having the work done. So,
it's kind of like I'm always that way. Like, let's go full force, right? If it's there, try to go
as
we can.
Yeah. So, anyways, looks like we'll just. Sorry, here, just a bit of a glitch. Okay, so here we are. Is there any information that you'd like to give to any of the callers, or, you know, anything that to leave them with?
Sure. Well, I actually, it's funny you ask that, because I had the instinct to pull a card for the callers for today before I dialed
perfect.
In. And so it obviously was meant to be. I kind of left it like, we'll just see if there's space for it. And the card I pulled for everyone was practice. And the affirmation that I teach in the P of practice in my course is experience is everything. And very often we want to judge our experiences. That shouldn't have happened. This shouldn't be happening. I don't want this to happen. It's not happening fast enough. And when we're able to just trust that, you know, practice is the art of experiencing our wisdom. It's allowing ourselves to honor that each experience we have, there really is no positive or negative. There's no right or wrong. It's just an opportunity for perfect growth. And right now, coming out of a difficult 2015, 2016 for many people, is being able to really look at things from a healed perspective and be really non-judgmental. And instead of looking at, what the universe isn't helping me, this hasn't happened, really, or what did I do to deserve that? Really being able to sit down and go, how has that afforded me the opportunity to grow? How has that strengthened me? What did I learn from it? And that's really honoring that beautiful step of practice by allowing every experience to be worthy of being in your heart, as opposed to kind of keeping it at arm's length out of judgment or fear.
Perfect. Oh, that's so. I'm so pleased that you came on, Allison. And let's just give out your information, how people can contact you. Do you want to do that now?
Sure. Thank you, and thank you for having me. The best way is through my website. So it's just my name, Allison Giles, AllysonGiles.com. And there's an appointments tab on my website where you can book through BookFresh at any time and always see what's available in my schedule. And you can also reach me through my email, which is, again, my name, AllysonGiles7@gmail.com.
Okay, and that's with two L's for Allison.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's just leave this also with everyone. If you want to hear this recording, I'm going to load it on my website, so you'll be able to listen to this once again. And the website is whisperingenergetic.ca. So that's whisperingenergetic.ca. And just go under the tab Radio, and I will have this posted shortly. So thank you so much, Allison. I'm glad we made this happen. There's a lot of interest, and we'll be connecting again here in a while, I am sure.
Oh, thank you, Brenda. It was so much fun. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity, and thank you to everyone who called in.
Yes, thanks for everybody that called in. I know we didn't get to everybody, but well, you've got Allison's information. You can set up a different her schedule, check her schedule out, what type of reading would be best for you, and we'll do this again.
Sounds good. I would look forward to it.
Okay. Okay, so bye, everybody. Take care.
Thanks, Brenda.
Okay. Bye.